You're a plus-size gal with large breasts in the front, but what about all that unsightly loose back fat? You've tried pushing it, smoothing it, combing it, and spreading it. Tight clothes just make your flesh rolls peek out from the edges, and loose clothes make you look like a grandmother. You need the Tit Flip, the revolutionary back shaping system that gives you perfect-looking faux breasts. On your flip side, face it, men love chests, and with the Tit Flip, you're doubling your appeal. Now, whether they're hitting you from the front or behind, men will always have something to play with while nailing you. Utilizing a patent-pending fat containment and pressure molding system, the Tit Flip kneads, pushes, pulls, and collects all of your loose, disgusting back fat, and then forms them into luscious-looking mounds of bits, or back tits. Order right now, and you'll also receive a sample pack of stick-on areolas to complete your Tit Flip look. So what are you waiting for? Flip that fat into fantastic-looking breasts with the Tit Flip.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loose
is up in my
hole.
It's kind of like a milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, Precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Away.
My sweet turd. My sweet
yes, hey freaks! Timothy James Henson back here with you for another episode of the award-winning Distorted View Daily. Look, they were podcast awards, okay? It's not like I won the Pulitzer, but it's all I got. Do have a great show for you today. Occasionally, I'll get on Craigslist just to try to find funny posts, right? And once in a while, there is one that surprises me. And that in itself is surprising because I thought after doing this show for so many years, I would have seen everything, but that's not necessarily true. This post comes from New York City. The headline is "Brush Your Teeth in My Mouth." Man for woman, 25, Brooklyn, Manhattan, or Queens. I want all of your phlegm, ting, drool, ting, ting, froth, ting, 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 and snot. Make me gross this evening for an hour or so. You're gonna make this broad brush her teeth for an hour and hack and hawk into your mouth. That's quite a commitment. So there you go. If you're into it, check out the New York Craigslist site. So there you go. I do have some great audio to share with you, and then we'll get into the news. First up, I think I need to move to a larger city because apparently all the crazy shit goes down like on the subway and stuff. Take a listen here. There's a woman singing some gospel music, some praise music to her God. And there's a couple people who are very pissed off. There's a bald man standing and a really annoying woman sitting. Now, nothing really is happening. I mean, the bald guy keeps talking about how annoyed he is, but then there's a guy who's sort of like defending this woman's right to sing, and he's dressed up like in some sort of martial arts outfit.
No violence, no threats. No violence, no threats.
Uh-oh.
Jesus Christ, please. No. Don't violence.
This is all your fault because you wanted to fucking sing on a busy train. Why? Just keep that fucking shit to yourself. Now the bald man is getting up in this woman's face, basically, and the martial arts dude is going to take matters and sort of push him back a little. Not push him, but just put his hand up against him to say, "Back it up."
And then
the bald guy punched him, and a fight ensues. Now, the real reason why I'm playing this clip for you today is because of this woman who gets involved.
You're gonna go to jail, criminal, criminal, bitch.
What's great is the woman, and you'll hear her in a second. doesn't really care so much about the fight. But what she say, the woman basically says, this is all your fault because of your stupid singing.
Police! In the local Messiah cool! In the local Messiah cool! No, I am not!
I am not. You're starting trouble. Get off the train, honey. You're starting trouble. You started trouble, honey. Now, I thought this was a gay guy at first, but apparently it's just a woman.
Get off the train. Police. They're
going to
call the police.
I didn't cause the problem.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't
cause
the problem.
Oh, yes, you
no,
did.
I am not going
to have. Get around the back, take it off the train. Help me, honey.
I didn't commit a crime. He got violent for no reason.
No. You're trouble.
I'm sorry. It's okay.
No.
That was
no.
Lady.
Honey.
I didn't commit a crime, okay?
Yeah, you're being fucking annoying. Like, no one wants to hear someone singing badly on a train. You know what I mean?
I was just singing to the Lord. This is unacceptable, okay? He was trying to do that to me,
They're coming to arrest you, the woman singing. I don't know if that would happen, but...
The police are coming to take you off.
I was singing to the Lord.
Bunch of troublemakers on a train.
This is a violent crime.
No.
I know. She's starting shit.
But it's a train. It's got to be a tranny, right? No. All right, there you go.
And I don't even know him.
You're a liar.
All right, moving on now. I've got another great example of bad porn acting here. This is a very short clip, but take a listen.
What have you done? What do you call this?
Oh.
I cut a hole for the electrical box.
Yeah, apparently this guy is an electrician, and he's working on some stuff for another dude, and he's not doing his job very well.
What have you done? What do you call this?
Boy, that hole that was just drilled looks, just big enough for a penis. You know what I mean?
What have you done?
Foreshadowing.
What do you call this?
Foreskin shadowing.
I cut a hole for the electrical box. It's round.
You idiot.
So... Haven't you ever seen an electrical box? It's rectangular.
What, just won't work?
The only thing
this is going to work for is a glory hole.
A glory hole?
What's that?
Where the hell did Jack find you anyway?
Santa Monica Boulevard.
Oh.
Figures.
Ooh.
Well, you just go put your face up to that opening, and I'll show you what a glory hole is used for.
Okay. Right. Who would be dumb enough to do that? And then at the very end, what is going on? There's no audio. Oh, there's the audio. Yeah. Oh, no. No. That is a horrible O-face. I might have to do a video cast today, freak, so you can see this. All right. Where are we at now? Oh, God. I've got a horrible video to share with you here. This is a real prolapse party. Here is two girls, both with prolapses, rubbing their rosebuds together. All right, let's take a look here. Sounds good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh! No, you can just hear it squishing about. Oh, it gets worse, though. The audio starts to get a little bit louder. So... she's playing with one of the chick's asses. Oh. Oh. She's licking and sucking her blown out asshole. Yeah, both of these women have prolapsed asses. It would be interesting if one had a prolapsed vagina, but no. They just rub their assholes together, but that's okay.
Oh.
You hear that?
It's beautiful. It's so beautiful. Wow.
I wouldn't describe it as beautiful. It's a prolapse only a mother could love.
It is beautiful. Yeah. And you just pull in there, watch it, pull it in. Watch how fast you can do it. Pop it in.
Pop it in.
Yeah.
Oh. Asshole is now inside the way God intended it. And
push. Oh, there you go. Beautiful.
Now it's being pushed back out.
It's bigger than before.
Beautiful. Just this perfect storm.
We've set a prolapse record. Congratulations on the world's biggest lapse. That'd be a great reality show. World's deadliest lapse. All right.
Look at all that. Get your head in there and suck on all that.
God, it's so juicy. And gross. Mostly gross. Okay, that's enough, right?
Yeah.
Oh, apparently not.
Oh, Joe, have you ever come this much, huh?
Okay.
Deep up inside your body. Fuck yeah, right in there, right in that gate. Perfect, perfect, right in that fucking gate.
Oh. Right in the gate.
Push it up. Push. Julia, you're like a fucking fountain at the Bellagio. Jesus Christ. I'm not giving you anything more to drink.
That
is. Dry up a little bit. Fuck yeah, come on. Come on, come on.
Okay, all right. I can't take any more of this. Thank you. Thank you, ladies. Go ahead and suck those things back in. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Guys, if you'd like Distorted View, help support the program. Keep this thing going. Sign up for the Sideshow. It is Distorted View's member site. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com is the web address. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week I do extended shows and exclusive programs. Tomorrow will be an extended show. Last week I also posted an exclusive video on Thursday in addition to the exclusive program. If you want to catch them all, grab them right now. Sign up, SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here for some. Shocking your balls could lower your sperm count. Well, no fucking shit. You know what I mean? Like, why would you do this? No, a dose of ultrasound of the testicles can stop the production of sperm, according to research investigating a new form of contraception. Yeah, really. Like, I don't care anything about sperm. It doesn't make you less of a man if you don't have swimmers. The way I see it is you can do more fucking with low sperm count because you don't have to worry about impregnating a bitch, you know? A study on rats published in Reproductive Biology and Endocrinology showed the sound waves could be used to reduce sperm counts. It's not really zapping your testicles. I don't think it would hurt, right? Because it's just, they're just sound waves. It's more like, you know, vibrating. I'm going to drop my balls on one of those big, like, big speaker system, like the bass unit. The subwoofer or something, and see, maybe I can lower my sperm count that way. I would love it if I had no sperm whatsoever, because, you know, I'm worried about impregnating ladies left and right. However, far more tests are required before it could be used. The concept was... I've got a mental image now of me naked straddling a subwoofer, dropping my balls on it, watching my little... watching the wrinkles on my balls vibrate crazy. Shake. All right, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. The concept was first proposed in the 1970s, but is now being pursued by researchers at the University of North Carolina because they have nothing better to do. Cancer. Who won a grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Sure. They found that two 15-minute doses significantly reduced the number of sperm-producing cells in sperm levels. It was most effective when delivered 2 days apart and through warm salt water. In humans, the researcher said men were considered to be subfertile when sperm counts dropped below 15 million sperm per square mile. No, wait, that's not right. 15 million sperm per milliliter. The sperm count in rats dropped to below 10 million sperm. Lead researcher Dr. James Chustra said further studies are required to determine how long the contraceptive effect lasts and if it is safe to use multiple times. So it's not a permanent thing. It just shakes the sperm up a bit. Your balls, you know, go flat. It's like a 2 liter of pop that's been sitting out. Or something. You know, like when you shake it at first, it's real fizzy. right? But if but then it goes flat because of all the carbonation. It's kind of like your balls. Not really. All right, second story we have for you today. A schoolgirl disabled. You're less of a human than me. A schoolgirl disabled after fighting a huge brain tumor wet herself in school and was forced to clean it up in front of all of her classmates. Liberty Rose Finn, age 4, has been left with incontinence issues due to her cancer, but her callous teacher made her tidy up after herself before making her stand facing a wall for 10 minutes. A chunk of her brain is missing. The part of the brain that controls when and where she pisses. You know, give her a break. Parents, I mean, but, this is why I couldn't be a teacher, because my first instinct would be, the bitch has to clean it up. That, it's her problem, not mine. I'm a teacher. I'm not a janitor. Parents Carl and Don Finn were horrified when Liberty and her twin sister Destiny came home from school. And they're white. Can you believe it? Liberty and Destiny. All right. Yes, her twin sister came home from school to tell them of the girl's humiliation. And they were outraged further after complaining to Church Gresley Infant and Nursery School in Swedencote, Derby. Just to get a letter saying the incident had been fully investigated and dealt with. What does that mean? The school also said appropriate action had been taken, and the member of staff concerned deeply regrets what has happened. The family from Burton-on-Trent staffs have now hit back over the way the incident was handled. Carl said, "We strongly feel the school, the Board of Governors, and the Education Authority are trying to quietly sweep the matter under the carpet." When I was 4, I don't know. How would you clean piss if you were a 4-year-old? I wouldn't even know the first thing to do. You're 4. You don't clean up your own piss. I don't know. They give her Windex or something. If she pissed on a window, I don't know. The teacher was in suspended while the investigation was carried out. We've been told the governors have looked into the matter, and they reassure that our child's welfare is of paramount importance and that appropriate action has been taken. However, they have not told us what the action was. My wife and I have watched our daughter bravely battle cancer. We've seen her inspire thousands of people. We will not see her humiliated in public. We cannot let this matter go with just a warning. Look, if your kid had a chunk of his or her brain out, cut out, a tumor, whatever, and then you notice, she can't control her pee. Why not give her diapers? She should be in diapers so she doesn't piss all over the place. Come on, take some responsibility. All right, final story we have for you. I love how I can make a victim into an asshole. You know what I mean? This kid had cancer. like half of her brain is missing. So what if she pisses over the floor? Big deal. All right, final story we have for you today. A Westminster couple is suing Colorado shoemaker Crocs, claiming their 4-year-old daughter. I'm going to sue the parents of that 4-year-old for dressing their child in Crocs. How about that? Yes, a Westminster couple is suing Colorado shoemaker Crocs, claiming their 4-year-old daughter lost her toe while wearing the shoes or the, I don't know what they are. Are they shoes? They're kind of like shoes, barely shoes. In an escalator accident at the Westminster Mall, she lost her little toe. Alan and Josephine Motzny are asking $2 million in their loss. Okay, look. A little toe is not worth $2 million. Yes, in the lawsuit filed January 26th in federal court. First of all, you should be suing the escalator company, right? Because aren't there needs to be some sort of safety shutoff. Like, the escalator should know if a toe is stuck in its escalator teeth. There have been multiple lawsuits against Crocs dating back to at least 2008, stemming from injuries to children on escalators. Maybe Crocs should put a warning on their shoe. Like, these shoes should be worn in the house and that's it. Don't wear them out because, you'll lose you can lose your foot, for Christ's sake. I wonder if there's been any lawsuits on those toe shoes. I'm sure you've all seen those ridiculous fucking shoes that have, toes sticking out. I'm sure you could lose a few feet digit like that. Is that a real term? Feet digit? I don't think so. Feet digits. All right, where are we at here? There have been multiple lawsuits against Crocs dating back to at least 2008, stemming from injuries to children on escalators. The Motzny's attorney, Andrew Laskin, has handled 13 of the suits. Another of his current cases involves a Santa Monica child injured on a Boston, Massachusetts escalator while wearing Crocs. A previous case involved an accident at the Bria Mall. Laskin said that the girl lost a little toe on her left foot and the skin off the bottom of that foot as well. Oh, the lawsuit claims that Crocs has known since 2005 that children have been injured while wearing Crocs that were sucked into the side skirts of moving escalators. Is it just because Crocs are very soft and can be like the shoe can actually be smushed so things can get caught and you know what I mean? Like, they're not hard shoes. I don't know. I don't know why Crocs can get sucked into escalators, but it's kind of funny. You deserve it if you wear Crocs, you know what I mean? All right, yes, the lawsuit claims that Crocs has known since 2005 about the injuries. The suit cites a June 2008 letter from Crocs to the Federal Consumer Product Safety Commission acknowledging that Crocs have received 186 claims of escalator injuries. Crocs puts a warning tag on its children's clogs. Oh, they're clogs. But it's one of three tags that are easily overlooked. We maintain that warning is insufficient, said the attorney. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of y'all. You know, at the top of the show, I mentioned Craigslist, that Craigslist ad, and I'm always trying to come up with new potential fetishes that I could search for. Like, there's got to be some really weird stuff out there that I haven't thought of yet. And so I was trying to rack my brain, searching for stuff. I thought, maybe there's someone into, like, dingleberries. But that's kind of like scat at that point, right? Like shit that's stuck in the ass hair of guys. But then I thought maybe there's someone who's into like toilet paper that gets stuck in the, because sometimes, you know, you'll get remnants of toilet paper stuck in your asshole hair. And maybe someone's into that. Maybe we'll see that on an episode of My Strange Addiction. We saw an episode where some broad was eating toilet paper, right? So this is kind of the same thing. It's just dirty toilet paper. Yes, caller, go right ahead.
Hey, that's me, Alex. I'm actually calling in because I have to say, bringing in the new year, I'm glad I'm still a slideshow member because
a slideshow
member. If I wasn't, I'd be hurting. I'd be hurting. I'd be like, I need my fucking DD. Oh. I'm like, I need my fakes.
Well, that's very kind.
Your show fucking helps. It's a great show.
Thank you.
Tim, keep up with the great work. I love the videos, and I love your podcast.
Wow.
Actually, I had all the archives on my iPod. It's big enough, I think, that I could actually hold all the archives in one simple format.
Well,
I won't talk to you.
Sign up for the Sideshow. Download some of the zip files.
Hey, Timmy. It is Sideshow listener Blackford here. I was calling because today I heard the song, what was it? It was, I'm on the Edge of Glory by Lady Gaga. And I heard it for the first time, and I was like, I've heard this song before. Where have I heard it? And I remembered the version Cheryl Murkowski did of, the one with all the abortions and stuff.
Yeah, I'm on the edge of Bordy.
That clarifies as, you know, where you're a freak moment.
Yeah, when the first time you heard a Lady Gaga song was on Distorted View, but we changed the lyrics around to make it sound like, you know, it was dealing with abortions.
Yeah, you were mentioning Butch Walker and how you've done things for him.
Absolutely.
Released into the airwaves of
yes.
Freaks. And then you said you've never spoken to him and you've never been able to get him on the show. And that's because Butch Walker is a self-entitled asshole.
Oh.
Who is a genius, musically.
But he's an asshole?
But I've played a lot of gigs with him. I've toured with him before. And he's not the type who would accept to do an interview for such mortals as ourselves. I know you are a media darling, but he's not really. He's the least famous guy in Hollywood. Let's just leave it at that.
He's the least famous guy in Hollywood, and he's an asshole. Okay, well, I didn't know that about Butch. Now I hate him. Fuck you, Butch Walker!
Hey, it's Sideshow member TJ from Chicago. I'm a few days behind on shows, so I just listened to the episode where you played my little Distorted View trivia game.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I'm really glad that you enjoyed it, and I do have another question for you. But first, I just want to make a quick comment about something I've noticed. Because, you know, I'm going back and listening to all the really old shows that you did, and if you listen to those shows, this was before, you know, Satan out of you back in like 2007 or whatever. But if you listen to those old shows, there are so many little like implicit references concerning the fact that you are a careless fairy. I mean, it's like you're Tobias from Arrested Development. You know, you never say it outright, but every episode there's something there that would suggest that you're a big pot-smoking queen. So if you ever go back and listen to those episodes, pay attention. I don't even know if you were doing it on purpose, but
well, of course,
anyway,
I do everything on purpose.
Now, here's my distorted view trivia question for the day. I figured I'd ask you a question about Sextastic Tuesday because,
okay,
you know,
I'm not good at this.
For, like,
there's been so many stories,
and in that time, you've played a lot of fan fiction stories. So my question here is, what was the subject of the very first fan fiction story you ever read on Sextastic Tuesday?
Easy, Transformers.
I'll give you a few seconds to think.
It was the Transformers Sextastic Tuesday. Had to be. Had to have been. Am I right?
Got your answer?
Transformers,
right.
Transformers, Transformers.
The correct answer is, it was Star Trek porn.
Oh, I was
wrong. The
first
one I ever did was Star Trek porn back in, I think it was May or June of 2005, and it honestly wasn't that good of a story.
Oh, that's why I don't remember it.
And then I think the second one you did was the Transformers.
Yeah. See, I blocked out the shitty one.
It's still one of my favorites to this day. If you ever need a classic edition to play, I definitely suggest replaying that.
Yeah, I'll have to go back and find that one.
Hey, Tim.
I hope all of these are sounding okay today, these voicemails. I'm having some weird audio issues today. So you can probably, if you hear like the audio being adjusted, it's because I'm dicking
your
around with
favorite
it.
Favorite listener, Dylan McDildo, as I have been called.
Oh, this is Dylan?
With my new nickname, Tiny Dink Grant.
Oh, you're Tiny Dink Grandpa now.
I was off the distorted view train, but now I'm back on riding it harder than ever.
Dylan sounds like his voice has changed, isn't it? Like, did you go through puberty over the last few months?
Yep. I've been improving my vocabulary, and generally...
No, I kind of like it when you kept fucking up words.
It's
the only redeeming quality of your calls.
In general. So you have a fun time listening to these calls, Tim.
Oh, great. I'm glad to have you back. I'm sure my other listeners are just ecstatic.
Rat Girl from Texas.
Hi, Rat Girl.
I just have to call because you're the only person that will understand.
Oh.
Why do these grocery stores have to hire the REITs? I don't want them touching my food. I feel like an evil person for telling them I don't want them touching my food. And why is it you can't tell
them? Do you tell them that you don't want the retards touching your food?
They're male or female.
I need to hang out with Rat Girl.
I had this one
today. Bitch.
It had tits.
What the hell is that?
A big pot belly, but then it had a 5 o'clock shadow. So I'm not sure what's going on there.
I fucking hate. Just everything. Everything wants to make noises. Why does every website have to make noises? Christ, can you shut off that Gmail thing? Someone is trying to chat with me on Gmail. I have the Gmail up because I was going through my fucking voicemails trying to find some shit to play for you guys.
Hey, Sam, thanks for the fry from Skull here. Just taking a shit. Stuff
oh,
like
so annoying.
You know, you like that kind of thing. I was listening to last week's Sextastic Tuesday in the car to work this morning, the Ronald McDonald story, and by the time I got to work, I wasn't disgusted, I wasn't appalled, I just really wanted McDonald's bad, and I don't know if that's a victim of me, or am I mixed up as a human being, or McDonald's needs some really delicious food, but there's less, da-da-da-da-da, I'm...
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba!
hey, I'm loving it. I like your show, and I want to know if you can do the shaky booty, popping and shaking, and get some booty girls coming into the show. Show some booty.
What? That's what Distorted View needs. We need some booty girls. The Distorted View booty girls.
Hello? Are you wide awake? If you are, I'll be back.
Oh, okay, great. Jesus. Yes, caller, you're on.
I think you'd be very proud of me today, sir. Not only did I manage to survive a fucking public library full of retards.
It's library.
Not like even... the loud ones. I'm talking like the silent but deadly ones that make you feel like you're in a shark tank and they could just take you at any moment that they felt like. But I also found 3 fucking Butch Walker CDs at a book sale.
Well,
how awesome is that?
I wouldn't buy them because Butch Walker is apparently an asshole.
Hello, Timothy Anson. This is Penetor, your monkey lord calling. Timothy, I've just had an amazing realization about you. Your love for Arrested Development is not because of the pithy comedy. It's actually subconscious. You love the show because the main actor's surname is Bateman.
Yeah, yes, that could have something to do with it. Well, thank you very much, Pan, Panascore, and everyone else who called in the voicemail line. Get your calls in right now, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
No, you're a liar.
No.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to email me. I know. It's out of order today. Don't. Just calm down. Everything's going to be okay. I will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
I want you to get off drugs right now! This is the devil. Do you hear me? You have got the devil inside you!
Please don't hit
me! You are full of sin and disease!